Ah, so you know that house, too. If he is not there, he may be here, in this wall, in this floor, in this ceiling. Come. And the Persian, asking Raoul to deaden the sound of his footsteps, led him down passages which Raoul had never seen before, even at the time when Christine used to take him for walks through that labyrinth. "If only Darius has come," said the Persian. "Who is Darius?" "Darius, my servant." They were now in the center of a real deserted square, an immense apartment ill-lit by a small lamp. The Persian stopped Raoul and, in the softest of whispers, asked, "What did you say to the commissary?" "I said that Christine Daae's abductor was the Angel of Music, alias the Opera Ghost, and that the real name was..."
"Hush!"
"And did he believe you?"
"No."
"He attached no importance to what you said?"
"No."
"He took you for a bit of a madman?"
"Yes."
"Oh, so much the better," sighed the Persian. And they continued their road. After going up and down several staircases, which Raoul had never seen before, the two men found themselves in front of a door which the Persian opened with a master key. The Persian and Raoul were both, of course, in dress clothes. But whereas Raoul had a tall hat, the Persian wore the astrakhan cap, which I have already mentioned. It was an infringement of the rule which insists upon the tall hat behind the scenes, but in France foreigners are allowed every license. The Englishman his traveling cap, the Persian his cap of astrakhan.
"Sir," said the Persian, "your tall hat will be in your way. You would do well to leave it in the dressing room."
"What dressing room?" asked Raoul.
"Christine Daae's."
And the Persian, letting Raoul through the door which he had just opened, showed him the actress's room opposite. They were at the end of the passage, the whole length of which Raoul had been accustomed to traverse before knocking at Christine's door.
"Oh, well, you know the opera, sir."
"Not so well as he does," said the Persian modestly, and he pushed the young man into Christine's dressing room, which was as Raoul had left it a few minutes earlier. Closing the door, the Persian went to a very thin partition that separated the dressing room from a big lumber room next to it. He listened, and then coughed loudly. There was a sound of someone stirring in the lumber room, and a few seconds later a finger tapped at the door.
"Come in," said the Persian.
A man entered, also wearing an astrakhan cap and dressed in a long overcoat. He bowed and took a richly carved case from under his coat, put it on the dressing table, bowed once again, and went to the door.
"Did no one see you come in, Darius?"
"No, master."
"Let no one see you go out."
The servant glanced down the passage and swiftly disappeared. The Persian opened the case. It contained a pair of long pistols.
"When Christine Daae was carried off, sir, I sent word to my servant to bring me these pistols.